Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybel Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Tuesday with us. We're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we are led in prayer by Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise the Lord. While she's getting ready and preparing for prayer, we want to thank God for another opportunity to be on this broadcast on tonight. Now, tonight is oldies but goodies in the gospel. So we want you to keep that station locked as Evangelist Cynthia and lead us in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of our Son, Jesus, thanking you for this day. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy, your love and your kindness. Thank you to do your will, Lord. Heavenly Father, look down on us with compassion. Have mercy upon us. Forgive our sins. Blot out our transgressions, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us tonight, my God. Okay. Help us to do your will the more, Lord. Oh, my God, bless out there in the listening land, God. Oh, my God, bless the ears that hear your word tonight, the ears that hear the prayer, my God. Touch, heal, and deliver, God. I know that you're able, Lord.
You're able.
Oh, my Father, help somebody to fall out with their ways, Lord, and say, what must I do to be saved, God? In the name of Jesus, open the blinded eyes, God. Restore the health of dying people, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on this entire world, my God. The leaders that are in charge, Lord, save them tonight, God. Help them to lead the country, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father, look on the leaders of the churches, God.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Father, help them to lead our people, my God. In the name of Jesus, help us to stand and help us to endure, my God. Oh, my God, these wicked and perilous times, God. Help us to make it through, Lord. Take us through tests and trials, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, remove every obstacle that seeks to hinder us from doing your will, God, in the name of Jesus. Go into the prison tonight, my God. Touch right now, Lord. Heal, Lord Jesus. Restore the mind, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, save in there tonight, God. I know that you're able, God. Have your eternal way, Lord. Go into the hospitals, God, the mental institutions, the nursing homes, Lord. Save, heal, and deliver, God. Let your word go out tonight. Let it have free course, my God. In the name of Jesus, bless on this broadcast tonight, God. Let your will be done and have your eternal way. These are all things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Cynthia. And at this time, I'm going to read you opening scripture, and I'm going to read the 43rd number of Psalm, verses 1 through 5. Judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. For thou art the God of my strength. Why didst thou cast me off? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me unto the holy hill and to thy tabernacles. Then will I go unto the altar of God, unto God my exceeding joy. Yea, upon the harps will I praise thee, O God, my God. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 43rd number of Psalm. May God bless the reading of his word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl and that prayer being prayed by Evangelist Cynthia. Thank you again so much. We're tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-9000.
0218. That access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Prayer Works Ministry, formerly known as the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show, with co-host Evangelist Mabel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 551-241-6677. Just a reminder, the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer on Wednesdays at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Added to our prayer list is Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the Grief Paldo family, Howard Smith, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Paldo, Titus Edmond Sr., Muhammad Hameen in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the Brief Colbreth family, excuse me, the Brief Thompson family, the Brief Edmond family, Miss Maxine Tucker, Miss Sherman, the Lyons Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and pray for those who are also requesting prayer, whose name may not have been called. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia will come back again and render us the lection unto the Lord. God bless you, Evangelist.
Praise the Lord. I love you. I love you. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you. I lift you up and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. My heart, my mind, my soul belong to you. You paid the price for me way back on Calvary. So why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. Oh, I love you, I love you, I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way. That's why I praise you, I lift you up, and I magnify your name. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise. That's why my heart is filled with praise.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. I love you, Lord, today, because you care for me in such a special way, and nobody anywhere can care for us the way that God cares for us. And so, yeah, we want to praise him and lift him up and magnify his name. That's why our heart should be filled with praise. Amen. Yes. Beautiful selection, beautiful message in that song. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. God bless you out there in radio land. We're going to get ready for the word of God, and we're going to have prayer led by Evangelist Melinda, the late Evangelist Melinda Edmond, and we're in our oldies for goodies in the gospel on tonight, and she will be praying. This message was from the 1990s. Glory to God. Oldies for goodies. Stay tuned. God bless you.
Word of prayer, just briefly, because we want the preacher to bring the word of God. So whatever it is that you want the Lord to do for you tonight, God is able to do it. We want you to believe God for whatever it is that you need tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you once again, asking that you would look down upon us, Lord. Oh, God, we want you to stretch out thy mighty hand, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we want you to send our words tonight and morning. Lord God, move, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, look on every heart, every soul, Lord, under the sound of our voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We want you to touch, heal, and deliver, Lord. Oh, God, we want you to open up the windows of heaven, Lord, and pour them out a blessing in the name of Jesus. Look on your people everywhere, Lord. Oh, God, strengthen and encourage us, Lord. Lead us and guide us. Go with us and stand by us. Lord God, keep us in your will. Keep us with a mind to do your will. And, Lord God, we want your will to be done in our lives.
Yes.
Lord God, you have thine eternal way. Oh, Father, let your will be done, Lord. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We thank God for the prayer. And at this time, we're going to give it over into the hands of Evangelist May Edmond. Praise the Lord. God bless all of our radio listeners. I'm happy to come to you once again live. We're right here in the studio. We want you to keep your station tuned in for the Gospel Truth broadcast. Praise God. We're going to go into the Word of God from the book of Hebrews, the 12th chapter. We want you to notice with us the 12th chapter and begin with the first verse. It says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us.
Praise.
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Amen.
For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your mind. Praise God. We're going
to
stop right there. We're going to use for a thought tonight. Look to Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Look to Jesus.
Look to Jesus.
Turn your attention to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
The Son of God.
Glory to God.
Because we are living in times where people are turning their attention to the pastor.
Oh,
they're turning their attention to the overseer.
Yes, they are.
They're turning their attention to the lay members.
Glory to
they're
God.
They're turning their attention to the deacon.
Yes.
But I want you to know it's time to turn your attention to
Praise God. Praise God. Look to Jesus. That's the only one that we can look to in these last and evil days. At this time, we're going to prepare our hearts for a word of prayer. We know for a surety that prayer changes things, and we know that prayer can get the job done when nothing else will work or nothing else will help. Prayer will get the job done. Anyone out there that wants to know the Lord, or you need strength, or you need healing for your body, or deliverance for your soul, the Lord is here to deliver, and he's here to make a way for you. Praise God. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we thank you for this word. We thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for your many mercies toward us and for giving us this opportunity that we could come before you and pray. Heavenly Father, we pray that you touch in a special way. Let the blood of Jesus cover today. Wash away sin, lot of transgressions, bind the works of Satan, cast them out today. He seeks to hinder and to overthrow, but we are trusting in you. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. No other help we know. You are our help, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, somebody needs strength today. We pray that you will touch them and give them strength, O Lord. Somebody needs a way maker, a place to lay their heads. I know you can do it. I know thou art a way maker. I know you can fix that situation. I know you can open a door, O Lord. Make the way, O Lord. Bless in a special way. Let your blood cover the day. Send on strength to them that are weak. Heal them that are sick. We know you're able, Jesus. We're dependent on your day. No other help we know. You are our help, O Lord. That's why we look to you. We come to you in the name of Jesus, asking that you do these things for us, that you will send this deliverance. Let somebody be healed. Let somebody be saved today. Help them to receive the word of God, that they may look to you and that you may work it out for them. Have your way today, Lord, and let the Spirit of God prevail. Bind every work that Satan has put forth. We pray that you'll bind him. We know you're able right now, Lord. He's seeking to hinder her. He's seeking to overthrow her. But I know you've given us the power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Bind his evil works and cast him out. Help us today, O Lord. Help us to take you at your word. Your word is true, Lord. Your word cannot fail. Help us to stand on the word of God. Help us to look to you as never before, depending on you and in your word. Help us to hold fast to sound words. Help us not to take down nor draw back, but help us to continue to run for our lives, to make it into the kingdom of God. And we pray that you look on us with mercy and with compassion. And everyone that is on the line, we pray that you touch them, O Lord, and that you forgive sins and blot out of transgressions, that you have compassion on us, be merciful unto us. Everything in our lives is not like you. We ask that you take it out, O Lord. We want to be found pure and holy before you. That's what you are requiring of us. Help us, O Lord, to be found in the word of God, not having spot nor wrinkle nor any such blemish. We pray that you continue to bless, O Lord. Continue to bless my son and his wife. I pray that you will save them. Give them a mind to want to be saved, O Lord. Put it in their hearts and minds. Help calling upon your name. Have mercy today, O Lord. Be merciful, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, I pray that you look on Teresa Ray. Touch her body right now. Have mercy on her soul. Deliver her, Lord. Heal her body.
forgive her of her sins. Help her, oh Lord, to give her life to you before it's too late. Have mercy, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, pray that you look on my father. Touch him right now, oh Lord. Heal his body, oh Lord. Save him to the uttermost. Don't let him die without Christ in his life. Help him to see your faith. In the name of Jesus, look on Kimmy. Touch right now. Make a way out of no way. Open up a door for her, oh Lord. Oh, my God, bless. Touch somebody's heart and give them a mind, oh, Lord, to seek your faith. Give them a mind, oh, Lord, to humble down, to have mercy on somebody else. Touch their minds right now. Break up the stony heart. Have mercy, oh, Lord. I know you're able, oh, Lord. I know you can work wonders. You can work miracles. You've done it before, and we believe you to do it again. Have your thine own way, O Lord. Let thy spirit prevail. Let thy blood cover today, O Lord. Look on Sister Jackie. Touch her heart and her mind, O Lord. Help her, O Lord, to give her life to you. Help her to seek your face.
Yes,
help her get in a hurry and to run for her life, that you may fill it with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I pray that you bless the prayer mission. Have your way there. Let thy will be done. Bless our ministries, oh, Lord, the broadcast. Glory to God, the gospel truth broadcast and the prayer works ministry. I pray that you touch and bless, oh, Lord. Send on souls saved to the uttermost. Look on the families, oh, Lord. Have mercy today. Look on the Paul family. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Save somebody through this situation. I know you can do it, oh, Lord. Touch their hearts and minds. Draw them unto you, oh, Lord. Let them know that you care for them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, have mercy on your people everywhere and everyone that is on this broadcast. Look on Cousin Gloria. Touch her and bless her, oh, Lord. Make ways for her. Help her, oh, Lord, that she may do your will. In the name of Jesus, bless in a special way. And, Lord, if you bless, we shall be blessed. And if you save, we shall be saved. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for touching the soul.
Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for how you blessed,
oh, Lord, how you touched their hearts. We thank you for all that you've done, and we pray that you continue to touch and bless, and that you will save to the uttermost. Let thy spirit prevail. Continue to bless your people everywhere. In the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you once again. Oh, my God, help us to praise you, to worship you, to love you with all our heart. Help us, oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for every soul on the broadcast. We thank you, oh, Lord, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. We will give thy name to praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the word of God. We thank God for the prayer. And at this time, we want to have a selection here. We're going to ask that you bear with us and listen in. Praise God. Come on,
Praise the Lord. We got the victory over sickness, over illnesses, over weaknesses. Glory to God. We got the victory. Thank God for the word. Praise God. Songwriter said we had the victory. And I don't know about you, but I believe God, and I take him at his word. I believe that I have the victory. Praise God. We thank the Lord for the word of God and for this broadcast. And at this time, we're going to have remarks from our evangelist. Or if there's anyone else on the line you would like to have remarks, you may do so. And you may call in at 945-218-0218 and do the access code, which is 5847-681-POUND. God bless you.
Praise God. Thank God for the beautiful message that came tonight. It was in the 90s, but it still stands the same. Amen. Look to Jesus, who
yes.
is the author and finisher of our faith. Amen. He endured the cross. Surely
yes.
we can endure the pearls down here that we're facing today with the help of Jesus. Amen. The Bible began to let us know, consider those. Amen. Consider the ones that have gone through already.
Yes.
Consider their trials that they went through. They made it through. Surely we
yes.
can make it through. It doesn't matter what trial it is. It can be a trial of sickness. Amen. We can make it through. Hallelujah. Because the Lord is on our side, and he
yes.
promised
yes.
to put no more that we're able to bear. If we wasn't able to bear it, he wouldn't put it on us. I thank God for this word tonight. I tell you, we ought to look to Jesus. Amen. Just keep looking up.
Yes.
Amen. There's no reason to hold your head down because Jesus, he's not down. He's up. Amen.
Amen.
He ascended to his Father. Amen.
Yes.
He was down in the heart of the earth, but he began to get up. Amen.
Yes.
And he rose up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he ascended to his Father. Amen. And he's sitting on the right-hand throne of the Father. Amen. And he's looking down on us. Hallelujah. And taking us through. He's helping us to go through. Amen.
Yes.
I just thank God for the word tonight. I'm kind of stirred up over that word. I love those scriptures.
Yes.
Amen. Looking to Jesus, who is the author. He started this work in us.
Yes, he did.
And he
yes.
is also able to finish it. Amen. Yes. I just thank God for the word. Be encouraged, you out there in radio land listening. You that are listening, be encouraged. Amen. And look to Jesus. I don't care what go wrong. Just look up. Amen. Because our redemption is nigh. Hallelujah. It's on the
yes.
way. Hallelujah. Somebody say, my blessing is on the way. My
yes.
breakthrough is on the way.
Yes.
I feel it coming through. Hallelujah. You got to believe God just like that. You got to take him at his word. Believe you. I'm taking you at your word. I'm looking to you because you're going to see me through. You're going to bring me out. Things might look dim right now, but by the time Jesus gets finished, hallelujah, the light will be bright. Somebody said, here come my Jesus. That's right. That's what I need the most. When they count you out, here comes Jesus. When they crush you down, here comes Jesus. When they say all manner of evil against you, here comes Jesus. Stepping right in. He'll be your friend. He'll be your doctor. He'll be your lawyer in the courtroom. He'll bring you out all right. Just look to him. Just look to him. Don't look to the left and don't look to the right, because your friends and your family will walk out. But Jesus, he'll be right there. He said, I'll be with you.
Yeah.
Even to the end of the world, even when the world ends, Jesus
yes.
is still right there. Just
yes.
look to Jesus. That's
yes.
my hope. Just stand on God's word. He'll bring us through. All right. Pray my strength in the Lord. I didn't know that was coming out.
All right. Yes.
That's all right.
Praise it.
Amen. I just thank God for the word. Both times. Amen. Look to Jesus in me. have all these witnesses who have gone through the trials and the tribulation, and they kept the faith in God. And we should be encouraged to do what the scripture says, to look unto Jesus. Yeah, he authored our faith, and he knows the end of it. I was enjoying Evangelist Cynthia going forth. I enjoy the word of God. Vanessa Mabel, Vanessa Cynthia, Vanessa Amin, Sister Cheryl, be encouraged.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God for that beautiful message on tonight. Look to Jesus, and then Vanessa Cynthia picked it up with a devil header. Glory to God. She preached in that short period of time. And I thank God for the encouragement and for the word of God coming through her. That's right. You let the Lord have his way. We don't know the mind of God. God can work, and who shall let it? Praise God. I enjoyed her. We thank God tonight. Praise God. Excuse me. But we thank God for the word on tonight. All right, thank God for the word. Praise the Lord. If Evangelist Amin is on, she wants to give remarks, she may do so.
Amen. And praise the Lord. I thank God for the message and the sermon coming afterwards.
Yes.
The Lord just blessed us with a double. We had a double blessing tonight.
Yeah.
God, look to Jesus. I tell you, we need to look to Jesus right now, because the enemy is stirring up and he's doing all kinds of things.
Yes.
And that's why we need to look to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he will see us through. I really enjoyed the message, both messages coming through on tonight. And I don't have much more to add to it. The Lord has spoken. And that was so encouraging and so timely. I'm encouraging everyone, just take the word of God in for yourself. And let God work. Just let God do the work for you. Just keep looking to Jesus.
Amen.
And this may be encouraged. Vandis Cynthia, Vandis Khadija, Sister Cheryl, anyone else who is listening, all let us be encouraged. Amen. God bless.
Amen. Thank the Lord for Vandis. I mean, glad to hear your voice. Thank God. I thank the Lord for everyone that is on the line. And I also want to encourage each of you to continue to look to the Lord and let the Lord have his way in your life. We may be on a broadcast, but it doesn't matter. If the Lord take over, you let him have his way, because that's what we want. That's what this broadcast is about, the Lord having his way. Praise God. So we thank the Lord for each of you and all of our radio listeners out there in Radio Land. We encourage you, Cousin Gloria, we encourage you to continue to tune in, that the Lord, that you may hear the word of the Lord, and the Lord will deliver. Praise God. So be encouraged, and we thank the Lord. We're going to leave you with this song, if the Lord say the same, and we're going to go off the air. If there's nothing else, anyone else that would like to have something to say? If not, we're going to go off the air with this song. And we're going to look forward to being back here again on Sunday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. Praise God.